BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Scott Mills.
On today's podcast, more of your innocent injuries that your partner gets well suspicious about.
Yeah, I worry I overshared as part of this as well.
You did.
And I should point out now, it really isn't a J1 situation. No one is taking my missus.
Also, why you should always disable your Bluetooth before connecting to a speaker. We've got a very exciting Bumbaleo announcement. That's big.
Yes, very
and
exciting.
Sam Smith gets in touch with the show.
Scott Mills.
I've got some more of your innocent injuries. It's been a kind of theme this week on the show. It's the bruises or cuts or scratches you obtain while just going about your everyday life, but makes your partner well suspicious.
Well, it's just like the go-to thought if you see that your boyfriend or girlfriend has a tiny cut on their face or like a little bruise, is that they must be cheating. It's something really illogical in everyone's brains.
Yeah, I had a little scratcher below the eye last week and, no one said anything, but I could kind of tell you were all judging me.
Yeah, well, it's the question always from your boyfriend or girlfriend when they're like, well, how did you get that then?
Yeah.
What they're thinking.
Well, I just, like, randomly walked into the coffee table or whatever.
But it's not going to be from cheating.
No.
Let's be honest, it's not.
But why is that the go-to thing that everyone thinks, or most people think?
And if I was cheating, why would I be doing that to myself?
Right. So this next track, I first heard it when it was on the teasers for the new season of Queer Eye. Are you into that show yet?
No, I've actually never watched an episode of it.
Oh, that's like,
never.
It's like me with Game of Thrones.
But everyone loves it, so I have to love it.
You would actually really like it.
Yeah?
And yeah, if they did a UK version, you should be on it.
Okay. Is that a compliment?
I just think that Tan could really sort you out of some banging
sort
outfits.
Sort me out.
Yeah, I do.
I'm fine.
I mean, it's a lot better than it used to be.
Scott Mills.
Louise is going to tell us about her innocent injury.
So I used to be a regional manager for a large tech company. So working with lots and lots of men on the road all day, travelling. And one time I was driving home from work, really sunny day, sun coming through windscreen. And it was just a great drive home. I walk in the house and my very suspicious partner immediately says, "What's that rash on your chest?" I actually hadn't noticed it. When I looked down, there was a slight heat rash there. And he said, "No, that's a rash off the hairy chest of another man who's clearly been sleeping with someone today."
Oh, he was suggesting it might be like a friction burn. Hairy-chested
yeah,
man
burn.
Has got too passionate with you. Therefore, you've been cheating. Of course you have.
Therefore, yeah. Well, I laughed, obviously. I thought it was absolutely hilarious, but just fueled the fire. He then thought I was even more guilty for laughing. It resulted in a massive row, and we broke up a couple of weeks later.
Oh, dear.
Oh, wow. And it was an innocent heat rash.
It was totally innocent, I promise. I swear, just a little bit of sunburn.
I like the idea that a hairy man rubbing up against you could cause that effect, though.
Mm. I mean, how hairy would you have to be to get that kind of burn?
I mean, full-on hairy, kind of gorilla chest, I imagine. But, yeah, it wasn't right.
Should we test it on you?
What?
I could rub up against you vigorously.
Are you very hairy on the chest, though?
Not really. Probably not enough to do a heat rash.
But also, sort of with the logistics of cheating, for someone to just be like rubbing up a hairy chest against you, like it doesn't quite work like that, I don't think. It'd be a very kind of uncomfortable situation all round.
Yeah, I don't think it would work that way, but I think you just thought I was going to work every day and maybe sleeping with whoever in the tech company.
It's incredible, isn't it? These little injuries. I've been in that situation before. I saw only the other day my best mate's little brother sending videos to my wife now, right? And I said, because it's... why am I saying
okay.
this? But it's sort
well,
of...
We're in now, you've got to finish it.
On the front of the phone, it was so-and-so has sent a video on Instagram. And I saw it, I was like, that's a bit odd, isn't it?
And who
then
was
there
it?
Was another couple more, best mate's little brother.
Okay.
Now, instead of any kind of logic around the situation, my brain has jumped to my best mate's little brother is sending videos on Instagram. but I also know that that's not the case at all because tell me, guys, like that she wouldn't.
She would not do that.
That's what I mean.
She wouldn't.
But isn't it incredible that your brain jumps to that?
And yours did.
And I'll be honest, it is playing in my mind now, which is why I'm probably I'm probably sharing it. But that's fine. That's healthy. I'm putting it out there. Because I did say to her, I was like, why is he sending you videos, by the way? Like, because I didn't look at the videos or anything. I just saw it. You know where it's on the front of the phone?
Yeah.
And
so you did mention it.
I mentioned it. And I think she quite likes the idea. Like, we haven't discussed that anything has been going on. But I think she quite likes the idea that I would think that something would be going on. Incredible, isn't
you
it?
You two are so complex. I love it.
It is complicated, isn't it? I worry I've overshared. Scott
Mills. You know this show, always on the hunt for stories. Email me anything you've got. Something that's happened to you at work or with your mates. Something you might have seen that you want to share with us that's good. Anything at all. And it can be really small. Like, feel free to bother us. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, I like to think that if it bothers you guys, it should bother us as well. And that's where we can step in.
So I did a shout for stories the other day. I wasn't expecting this from Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Now, I've put you on the voice changer because you don't want to be recognised, and I've put you high. Is that okay?
That's perfect. Thank you.
Alex, your story, please.
So I felt that I had to tell you guys this. It was about a year ago. I was at uni in my final year of university, and I had two lecturers who were actually married, and one of the lecturers used online tutorials where she would go on her computer and she would video her screen to show us how to do the work for the lessons.
Yeah, this is good. So this isn't like a live situation, Scott. I used to have this at uni as well. What it is just like a video that can be sent round everyone. Good idea, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you'd think so. However, the first thing she sort of did with this tutorial was she opened up a new tab. Now, when you open up a new tab on your computer, it shows all your favourite websites that you've been on the most.
Oh, here we go.
She had a well-known sports brand company, which was fine. Mm. She had a kitchen refurbishment company.
Classic teacher.
And then two websites we weren't expecting to see.
So, Alex, what were the themes? Because surely you would have been able to see from the words on the tab.
Yeah, I could see the themes. I remember one was yoga.
Oh.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a category, but go on.
And the other was university theme, shall we say.
Ah, okay. Oh. Yes. Did involve the line, teaches a lesson sort of thing.
Of some kind, yeah.
Yes, right. Fine. Okay, I think we all understand what you mean. Wow. What do you search for, Scott, generally? Would you say, is there a radio theme that you go for? Or is there... What do you tend to search for on Google? no answer. okay, Alex. Alex, that was a very uncomfortable situation to find yourself in, but I assume one of you in your tutorial group noticed and then everyone knew from there on in.
Yeah, so someone actually kindly emailed the lecturer to let her know what was coming up on the screen.
Oh.
I had a very bad experience which was similar to the lecturer's. I'll say it.
Okay.
So I was...
I find you're really oversharing at the moment, and I'm really here for it.
So I was upstairs, and I was watching something on my phone, right?
When was this?
A while ago.
Yeah.
And what I did is I didn't have the sound on it, right? Mm. So I started turning up the sound on the side, because I was like, that's funny, I can't hear anything.
Mm-hmm.
And the little speaker picture's on there, so it's not that it's muted or anything.
No.
Turning up the speaker, and all of a sudden I can hear it bellowing from the Alexa downstairs, where my phone was connected by Bluetooth. And it was so loud.
Okay. And who was listening downstairs?
I actually got away with it, I think. But when I was to be upstairs, like hearing really loud from the Bluetooth speaker is a nightmare scenario. I reckon there'll be others that have been this, or where your phone's connected to the car.
Yeah.
That's another classic.
Oh, it's classic. Let us know. 81199. Scott Mills. So many people can relate to that. Shout out to the person that was in an Uber the other day, and the Bluetooth connected. It was the last video he played, so that went well for him.
Yeah, very tricky if you borrow a taxi's cable, you know, to charge your phone. Always be wary. As Kirk beautifully puts it, always make sure Bluetooth's off.
Always.
Scott Mills.
This happening at work is also my favourite. Shout out to Anna, who worked in a car dealership. Had a day in the workshop getting talked through how to service a car, but the guy who owned the car was in the toilet watching, Bluetooth still connected, so was sat there with mechanic in the car listening to the contents of his phone.
These stories are incredible. We might have to Yeah, we might have to get some people on at some point. But how about this one? In my brother's car with my mum and brother, and he turned on the Bluetooth to connect to his music. However, his phone didn't connect to the relevant streaming service. It started playing the last thing he watched on his phone and came up with an album cover. Their mum was horrified. Yeah. And the brother had to sort of scramble for the controls.
Bluetooth off.
Scott Mills.
We are over halfway through the week, but it's time for this. Amor de compra y venta, amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven. Time for Bumble Air Wednesday.
Ashley in Bognor Regis wants Chris telling Jax Jones to fart for him.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
Fart for me.
That will be a memory for life, that.
To the back of the studio there, legs in the air. David of Doncaster wants this classic from the Gulf.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
From Tom in Colchester. Do you remember when Naked Martin off the internet did a message for you?
Hi, this is Naked Martin. This is a request for Chris and Rhea to say hope you had a great wedding and a wonderful honeymoon. Scott has missed you, and so are the listeners. All the best.
Completely naked. Sophie and Deal wants this.
Well, yeah, I'm calling from the UK. Your bike shop's quite famous.
Cookie in South Wales wants your version of Arctic Monkeys.
There's a cat on the moon with a little hat and a hooded claw. He's friends with a bat. The moon face is made from cheese. It smiles at me. It hands me the keys. I'm floating around like a big butterfly. I look at the cat. It's now wearing a tie. 4 stars out of 5.
I forgot how good that is.
I want, I'm doing a request for myself, this classic clip from Peep Show.
It's the journey of life. Like Radio 1, Radio 2, Classic FM, Heart, Magic, Dead.
Yeah. And from Kev in Cheltenham, incredible scenes from Derek Acora on Most Haunted.
What is it, Derek? You all right?
Mary loves Dick. Mary loves Dick. Harry loves Dick. Richard.
Richard.
Oh.
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 Yes. Let's have it.
Richard.
Halfway through the week, people. Sort of, for some.
Yeah. Okay, we've got Crispin. I'm blowing his mucky boots off all over the footpaths of East Sussex. George, texting in from the UK. James and his dad banging hammers in Kendall. James and his Tesco van in Salisbury, hello.
Ollie's last day at work, loving Martin. hashtag Bumbleo.
I completely forgot about Martin.
Hi, this is Naked Martin.
Rhea, Megan, Hannah and Emily getting their Bumbleo on in Essex.
Bumbleo.
Nearly the bank holiday. Emily is in the sun, but supposed to be working in London. Riley bumbleoing in sunny Jersey. Shout out to the Channel Islands.
Lara in Kettering, bumbleoing a final year dissertation off in the garden.
Mark Kelly says, yeah, you. Delivery furniture for his girlfriend's mum. Alex flat out working in Farmington. Adam texting in from the A14, which is in the UK.
Loads of people texting in from the UK today, which is lovely to see. Hello to Lila.
Josh and Mo on their way back to Bedford.
Yummy. Yummo. Have you another dick back there?
Have you got a spare dick?
Need to change that at some
point. Yeah, definitely.
Rob the plumber. Alex the young farmer.
Mark in Cardiff. Hello.
Someone says, I'm mowing with my massive new tractor, but it's gay. I don't even know what that means.
and Emily marking schoolwork in Peterborough.
Scott Mills.
I have just added something very exciting to my diary, and we are now in a position to tell you something we're doing for the future on the show, which they've said yes to, and I'm extremely happy about.
Yeah, it's going to mean we'll have to smarten up a little bit, poshest voices when we do this thing, Scott. Oh, I'm so excited to announce. Well, in fact, I'm not going to pre-announce the announcement here, Scott. You announce it.
We are going to do Bumbleo, but with the actual Gypsy Kings who do the track, but in London's Royal Albert Hall.
Yes, we've made it, guys. So it's been a long time coming, this, I think, because obviously we play this song every week. It's by the Gypsy Kings.
Every Wednesday.
It's become our silly little dance to celebrate getting halfway through the week. They are playing at the Royal Albert Hall. It makes sense that we go along and join them for what will be an exceptional moment. However, when they perform Bumbleo, they don't do it with all the clips that we do and all the shout-outs that we do, ovs.
No.
But we are going to bring that to them, which will be amazing. So if you want a shout-out during live Bumbleo at the Royal Albert Hall, and obviously we're going to record this as well, you can get in touch. I've got a feeling this could go terribly wrong.
Imagine, though, your name being called out during Bumbleo, which the Gypsy Kings will be doing live at the time, in one of the most famous buildings in Britain. Also, any clips that you'd like us to play out in the Albert Hall, I don't know, imagine how echoey it would be, amazing. Maybe Maya saying this.
For his muse, submissive black hole.
Yes. All over the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah, or the Peppa Pig clip. It could be anything. Let us know. You need to text us now if you want this.
81199. We're recording this very soon. Bumbleo live with the Gypsy Kings. Do you want to be involved? 81199.
Scott Mills.
So many messages from people going, say this at the Royal Albert Hall. If you've just switched on, we're going to be doing live Bumbleo, recording it in the next week with the Gypsy Kings at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
Is it appropriate to throw in some of those fake names, you know, the ones that catch Maya Jammer out?
I think it's fine.
Like, just to be able to shout those at the Royal Albert Hall would be an honour.
I mean, a shout-out at the Royal Albert Hall, man. Lewis Capaldi coming up. On yesterday's bangers, our listener Ashley made the mistake of coming on Radio 1 and saying that it was very quiet at work.
Not much, really. It's supposed to be a delivery, like doing my deliveries, but I've not got anything on. I've had two drops and I'm on the way back.
You got nothing to deliver?
No, I left the depot, about a 45-minute drive, got there, done two deliveries, I'm now on the way back.
So you're going home now?
No, they'll keep me there. They'll find something to do.
Right, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your job? Like, where do you work?
So I work for a company called ETB in Snorstall, and I basically just deliver car parts.
See, what Ashley did there, classic mistake, is call up a national radio station and forget it goes out on the radio.
I've made that mistake as well.
We do it every day.
Yeah.
So the depot manager's been on, saying, hello, Scott and Chris. Thought I would just tell you and reassure you that today Ashley is a lot busier. He's been our floater this week.
Oh. That's not what you want to hear.
Covering runs where staff are off. Also, I would like to point out that he did go home early yesterday, but I think it was for other media commitments, BBC Spotlight or Radio Cornwall. While I should be annoyed that he rang into your show in work time, he did, however, pick the right track. Sorry, Scott. That's from Andy, depot manager, ETB St Austell.
And how many shout-outs have they had now because of Ashley?
Right.
So there you go.
It's all good. So Ashley's busy today, so we'll have someone else on bangers next.
Scott Mills.
Let battle commence. Hello, David, 27, from Newmarket.
Hello.
Yeah, you.
I'll tell you what, bangers has really stepped up competitiveness. I think for the last few months, I would say that when we've been doing bangers, it's sort of like we like the competition, but it's got really quite respectful. And we both pick good songs, and it doesn't really matter who you choose. But now it's got really bitter.
Feels a bit fiercer, doesn't it?
Yeah, because you use words to try and describe me unfairly, I think, to everyone listening.
Oh, I did say earlier, this has really got you.
You're
actually
trying to plant seeds in people's head that I've somehow lost it.
It's really stuck with you, this, when I said a rare win for Chris yesterday.
Yeah, you see, that's nasty. That's...
I'm actually writing them before.
I know you are.
I'm writing them down.
You're vicious,
so I get them
really
right.
People think you're a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Yeah. I'm just...
You're talking like a loser.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm not talking... No!
Yes, David. So your friend's being useless at work, but you say at least you've got Radio 1. Who's your friend?
Stuart.
What's Stuart not doing?
Work. He's just not doing anything.
Right, so you're doing it all?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. You know, I'm the brains and the muscles today.
Oh, okay. And what do you do?
So we're door fitters, so just, you know, keeping the world warm and secure.
Excellent.
Oh, I love that. That's great that you've given yourself a slogan, a really overdramatic slogan for your job. I like that.
I know, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today, David. Just a little more love, just a little more peace. Ah. To live the dream. David Guetta.
I'm doing a little head bop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the unmistakable vocals of Chris Willis. I think.
Yeah, they had a thing for a while, didn't they? They did a couple together. I think, was Chris Willis on Love Is Gone as well?
Yeah.
If I remember right, yeah.
This is Just a Little More Love.
All right, mate, you can have that, or you can have my banger today, which is amazing.
Oh.
Let's have it.
You know what? When you two get it wrong, you really get it wrong.
This is Scooter, the logical together song. This isn't the one that shouts out, to the painted cow! Or is that like a different Scooter song?
This one he goes, good morning!
That's it, yeah. Banger. All right, mate, what a choice today.
Okay. Oh, now I've really got to use my brain.
Are you going for the joke song or not?
Do you know what? I have to go with Chris's.
Go on, lads!
We're going at it for a third time.
And we're feeling more adventurous than ever before.
Unexpected Fluids, Season 3.
And I have already purchased at least 27 separate sets of fake eyebrows to replace the ones that keep shooting off my forehead in shock.
My knees gave way.
Oh. What?
I couldn't stand. My whole body was just vibrating.
Unexpected Fluids by name and by nature.
There's no two ways about it. I'm a very flamboyant human being. There's a lot of hairspray fair, but like...
If this intrigues you, download and subscribe to Unexpected Fluids now on BBC Sounds.
I don't remember ending like that.
Absolutely huge. That was massive. Best moment of my life.
You know when he goes, one, two, one, two? It sounds a bit like...
Are you well? I thought you were.
That was Scooter and the Logical Song.
Lot of love for that.
Siberia, the place to be.
Mate, what is the one with the painted cow? I might just go for Scooter every day from here on in.
Hang on, someone said it. It's called Nisaja. Nisaya.
No, I don't know if it's... It really got anywhere, that one.
Nah, that's from Beth. Thanks, Beth. Shout out to Ariel Free, who we're going to speak to soon, because she's visiting workplaces for Radio 1 this week, who's just revealed that she once snogged 10 guys on a night out while Scooter was on.
What's incredible is that song brings back so many memories. Jordan buzzed through with a memory just then as well.
Sure.
Isn't it lovely knowing what everyone's experience was to that particular song?
First time.
Because it's intense.
Mm. Oh, Ariel wants me to clarify it was one night during a whole night, not just the 3 minutes that Scooter was on. Anyway, the Logical Song does win today, and why not?
Scott Mills.
Ariel Free is visiting you at work this week all over the UK. Where are you?
We're in Norton Keynes, which is in Staffordshire, and we've come to a friction-free shaving... It's not even a warehouse, it's a workplace. I'm with Jake.
What's the name of the company?
Friction-free shaving, FFS.
FFS.
Talk to me about the Christmas party for you guys then. Is that a good one? Does it go off?
I would be able to tell you that if I could remember it.
Because we're quite lucky that me and Scott will get to go and DJ a lot of Christmas parties and stuff. And it's sort of fascinated by how different businesses go about it. I like the idea of a load of razor people. Do you know what I mean?
Just hanging out.
Do you have a particular song that everyone buzzes over?
We love a bit of Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah, that Radio 1 favourite. It's always on.
That just goes off. Absolutely goes off every time.
I once shaved my eyebrow off at a Christmas party. By accident.
Of course you did.
That's true, because the temptation would be a bit like when you're in an office, you sit on the photocopier, the classic cliches. But when you work in certain industries, you get carried away with the products. So for your Christmas party, it seems very, very dangerous what must happen.
Oh, especially as we just open a tab and it's kind of every man for himself.
Yeah. You know how at gyms, personal trainers have to be fit. Do you insist that everyone that works there is hairless?
I mean, it would depend on the person. I know a lot of bodybuilders are smooth as a baby's bottom.
But you don't have to be hairless to work at your place?
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay. I mean, if they're amazing at making razors, but they are completely, you know, well hairy, are you turning them down for a job?
I can confirm there are no beards in the office.
There you see. Classic.
Have you thought about getting any kind of celebrity endorsement? If you were to choose one celebrity to represent your razors, obviously Ariel's there, but like someone else, like...
Somebody, like, really hairy.
Okay, that's not what I was going at. Right. I thought, but I didn't mean any offence there, but...
Sorry, Ariel, I do apologise for that.
What, me? Are you insinuating that I'm becoming ambassador?
No, I'm not insinuating.
Hairy.
He's not.
I was just... I didn't want to...
Good day, are then.
I was just saying, apart from you, what other celebrity would you like? Like, is there someone that we could try get hold of for you? Who's the ideal?
We need a lot of hair.
Maybe Chewbacca from Star Wars or something.
That would be
Chewbacca.
Good.
Yeah. You sort of need a female Chewbacca, don't you? Because is Chewbacca male? I don't know what the answer is to that.
Yes.
No, we don't
know.
Seems so.
I think yes.
Or is Chewbacca gender fluid? I don't know.
I'm just checking.
You're having to check quite a lot in this conversation, aren't you?
I'm actually intrigued as to what would be under Chewbacca's hair.
True.
Like, does it look like a chicken?
True.
What does it look like?
That's such a good question.
The guy that played Chewbacca is a man, Derek.
Yeah, I know. But if you shave Chewbacca, you're not getting to the actor. Or maybe you are, I guess, aren't you? look, guys, the point is here...
This has gone really weird.
Has gone weird, is that you listen to Radio 1 all the time. You're going to get a plaque that you can proudly put up to encourage everyone that's working there to keep listening to Radio 1. It's a Radio 1 approved workplace. Are you feeling quite proud about that?
That is absolutely awesome.
Chewbacca's a Wookiee. I don't know.
Scott Mills.
That whole thing with Ariel there was weird, and the shaving people, FFS.
Jamie from Plymouth says if you shave Chewbacca, you'd end up with one of those hairless cats.
Oh, they freak me out, those hairless cats.
They are quite freaky.
Yes, they are. I'm sure they're lovely, but they're... Mm.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Joe from Milton Keynes, who is on a 6-hour drive to Scotland to perform as his tribute show to Sam Smith this evening. We're making the drive easier. Please mention to Sam when you have a chat.
I mean, this is mad. Have we really got Sam Smith?
Yeah, on the phone now. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, where are you at the moment?
I'm in Leeds at the minute.
Okay, and what do you do?
I'm an area manager for a construction industry. I get to travel a lot, listen to you guys a lot.
How can we help anyway?
So I'm pregnant.
Breaking news, everyone. Sam Smith's pregnant.
Whoop, whoop. Buzzing. So what do you need from us?
So I wanted to request some maternity leave, please, from the show just for a little bit. I'm not going to be able to listen every day. I'm going to have to catch up on podcasts and...
Why? Yeah. I guess from this, what you're saying is that you normally listen at work. You're going to be taking time off work because of maternity leave and therefore you can't listen. But you are allowed to listen.
Yeah, that's still allowed.
There are other people listening right now who are pregnant.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, with my job, I travel every single day of the week. So I'm out in the car from sort of 7 in the morning and get home at sort of, you know, anywhere between 4 and 6 at night. So I use you guys as to take my mind off work and where I'm, you know, sort of like yesterday I had to travel up to Newcastle. So from my house, 170 miles of boring motorways.
But Sam, can you get Radio 1 in your house?
Yeah, I can, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I'll
definitely be able to listen at home. Yeah. The issue with me with being pregnant was I was just slightly worried that with a newborn baby, I'm not going to be able to listen every day as I do now, initially.
Okay. Initially.
Okay. All right. Well, look, this is great forward planning from you. I love that you're preparing for this.
What dates do you need, Sam?
The first few weeks of July, I would think.
Is that all?
Yeah.
And in that time, you just won't be listening, like, every day?
Oh, not every day. I will try and listen as much as possible.
Yeah, OK. Well, I think we can grant you leave in the initial stages. That's fine. You're not allowed to listen to any other radio station, obviously. But I assume
never listen to any other radio station.
OK, great. Well, I think that's fine, as long as you're fine with it, Scott. And good news.
Thank you.
It's great news. Can someone please tell the Daily Mail that Sam Smith is pregnant? Thank you.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1 with another Chris Stark Guide to Britain.
Scott Mills. 1.